Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone. Welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our shows available on Instagram at 100th Football. We have a brand new LinkedIn page under the same name. And of course, our podcast available anywhere listed podcast comes out every single day on any and every podcast streaming platform. So go there, leave us a review, and download every day for some amazing football content. So let's get into it. Notre Dame's 2022 team preview. So looking at this team, they have obviously a brand new head coach. Brian Kelly is out the door. He did have a good winning record, though, but it was just, you know, it just wasn't enough for Notre Dame fans. They've been clamoring for another championship. And, you know, it didn't happen under Coach Kelly. He was there for 12 seasons. They finished ninth overall in the rankings, I believe, with an 11-2 record. So he is gone out the door. See you later. Here we are stepping into the new era, the Marcus Freeman era. There was a video went viral. Everyone was loving this selection. Seems the fans, the players are all behind him with this selection as the brand new head coach. We'll see how Mr. Freeman can do. But looking at this team this upcoming season, we're going to look at some strengths, some weaknesses, and also the opponents who they're facing this upcoming season. So gone are the quarterbacks. Ian Book is gone. Also, Jack Cohn is also – he's also gone. But you do have Tyler Buchner, the sophomore, coming in, as well as redshirt sophomore Drew Pine. We're going to see how both of those gentlemen do, how who is going to take that next big leap, and who will be the starting quarterback this upcoming season. It remains to be seen. The offensive line is going to be solid, though. Jarrett Patterson, one of the best centers in the nation. He's still there. You have sophomore left tackle Joe Alt doing some work, and also freshman right tackle who impressed Blake Fisher. He's got some good first-round talent potentially if he can get things going once again. The running game is going to be a little bit rough, too. They did lose Kyron Williams. He ran for over 1,000 yards twice in his career. So you have Chris Tyree coming to pick up the slack and also Logan Diggs behind him to help out in the running game. It's going to be interesting to see how the receiving core is, though, because Michael Meyer, like I said, he's going to be tremendous. He's probably going to be one of the first tight ends taken off the board in 2023 if he can produce like he did these past few seasons. And he's confident, too. He said in a quote, he said, "I don't believe anyone in the country can cover me one-on-one." So the young man's got a lot of confidence in his game. And, I mean, I don't blame him. He's been very solid for the Fighting Irish. And also we have some guys here who are looking to step up and become bigger name, bigger household name for Notre Dame. Braden Lindsay, right? He's had a couple of rough years. Avery Davis coming off of a torn ACL. Both of those guys are hoping to get things going. Also, you have guys like sophomore Lorenzo Styles hoping to get things rocking in that nice colored uniform there. So they're going to be it's going to be interesting to see which one of those guys steps up as the next big receiver on the offense. Going over the defense though, this is their third defensive coordinator in 3 years. We're going to go with former Miami Hurricanes head coach Al Golden, who's going to be going this upcoming season for the defense. So how it's going to pan out, right, It's going to be interesting because, like I said, you lost Kyle Hamilton. That was a big blow to your backfield, losing him. A great safety, but who is going to be able to really step up in his place? It kind of remains to be seen, honestly. So we'll see. But you do have guys who can maybe help out in that field. I mean, Hamilton, like I said, there's a reason that he was a top-tier safety. But you have guys like All-American Brandon Joseph coming over from the transfer portal, who is going to try and help things out. And also Ramon Henderson is going to be there with some length. So you're going to hope that they can maybe pick up some of the slack with Hamilton's departure. Also looking at this is the quarterback matchups weren't great in previous seasons. Cam Hart, Tariq Bracey are looking like they are in a good opportunity now with this defensive-minded coach. But their depth isn't quite there yet. We'll see if they can overcome that adversity. Also, looking at the linebacking core, it's very talented, a lot of good players there. Maurice Leafu, dynamic. He missed last season, though, with a broke leg. He's coming back. You have Bo Bauer, who's a really good special team standout, a really good locker room leader, right? He's going to be a starter this upcoming year. You have some other guys, right? Jack Kisser, J.D. Bertrand, they'll be there working in the linebacking core. And also on the defensive end, right, you have some guys like Isaiah Foskey. He's going to probably be a first-round draft talent potentially, 11 sacks in 2021. Jason Ademola was really solid in 21 as well. So you have a really solid defense. You have a pretty good offense as well. And also special teams, right, they're looking good there. You did lose Jonathan Doerr, your three-year place kicker, and also you lost your three-year punter in Jay Bramblett. They're going to get Blake Group, right, and Arkansas State freshman Josh Bryan. They're going to be going for the kicking route. Also, Harvard transfer, right, so he's got some brains. John Sott's coming on over to help out with Bryce McPherson. So we'll see how those guys can match up in the special teams unit. But overall, looking at this team, they look pretty solid on paper. They are going to have some good strength. They're going to be solid. The only thing that I'm questioning, though, is the unproven quarterbacks. We haven't seen a whole lot of play from them. Who's going to be the next big leader? The next big wideout, the next big wide receiving threat. And then also the secondary with your corners and your safeties, how's that's going to go? But I like Marcus Freeman. I think he's going to be a good fit for Notre Dame. We'll see how he can do in his first season. But looking at their schedule, they are off to a rough start. And I say that, they go up against Ohio State on September 3rd, the first game of the season for them. So that is going to be a tough go at it. Then they have Marshall, California, North Carolina should be a decent one. BYU, Stanford, UNLV, Syracuse, Clemson on November the 5th. Then they have Navy, Boston College, and then rounding it out on November the 26th, the USC Trojans. So this is a team that it's going to be solid. I think that they are going to get away with a similar record as to last year. Like they went 11-2 last year. I could see honestly the same record. You know, Ohio State's a really good team. Clemson is hoping to get back in the mix. You have other teams like Stanford, North Carolina, who could be a potential upset, or any of the other teams on this schedule. So I see a similar record to last season. They could definitely do a little bit better also, but I'm just like, I'm not too sure about the quarterback play quite yet. And I, especially that Ohio State game week one, that is a rough way to start your season with a quarterback who you're not sure how they're going to perform. So that's going to be a rough start to the season, I think. I think it'll be a good game nonetheless, but I think that, man, out of all the opponents you could have had, you know, week one, the Ohio State Buckeyes, who were, you know, obviously going to be competing for a college football playoff spot, that's a rough draw of the cards right there. But I think Notre Dame's going to have a solid season overall in 2022. I'm excited to see how they're going to do with a new head coach, new quarterback, and a bunch of new players, and how the ones from previous seasons are going to carry over into this upcoming year. So if you have a comment, what do you think about Notre Dame? How are they going to produce this year? Who's going to be some standout players? Who might take a step back? And what do you think about the brand new head coach at Notre Dame by the name of Marcus Freeman? Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. If you enjoy this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Like I said, we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our show on Instagram at 100 Football, and of course, our podcast, available anywhere listed to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Just look for our logo there with the football in the 50-yard line, and you can find some amazing, top-tier, high-quality content. As I've been your host, Logan Lance. Have a tremendous day, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.